Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You know you suck at your job when you get suspended and things go better. You know what I mean? Like, you leave the job and productivity goes up, morale goes up, etc. Oh, my gosh. Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo. Chrissy. Fredo. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Let me tell you something. If I leave my job, it's critical. My staff will tell you the mind of Kevin Jackson is a fertile place. It's a beautiful place. It's a big, beautiful mind in Mexico. It hasn't paid for it yet, okay? It is amazing. I'm not just saying it for myself. Let me tell you something. I would love to have people watch us work and watch my staffers say, well, how about we do this? And I go, well, how about we do this? And we do this. And they're like, oh, my gosh, Kevin, that's amazing. And it isn't because I'm overpaying them. I promise you. No, it's because it is. We're frustrated because we say, Kev, your stuff is so good. Why isn't it farther out there? That's why you're here listening. I give you me. Oh, man, by the way, welcome to KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This is where you can find out more about me and the team. I happen to be the namesake, Kevin Jackson. If you want to give me a call, 844-551-8255. So anyway, Chris Cuomo leaves. He gets suspended, right? And the show's ratings shot up. They shot up. This is coming from the New York Post. The total number of Cuomo primetime viewers spiked to 897,000. When Anderson Cooper filled in for the missing host. This is Nielsen ratings. That figure was up 19% from when Cuomo had 754,000 eyeballs on his show before he got suspended. It also exceeds his 9 p.m. weekday show's average of 774,000. So in other words, when he left, people went, now let me go take a peek. He's off. I want to see what they do. This guy was making millions of dollars, folks, every year. Mr. Steroid, Road Rage, Roid Rage dude that dismissed mask mandates, bought his new house in the Hamptons, rode on the coattails of Big Bro for decades. One of the most incompetent, to be honest, only his level of incompetence was only exceeded by his buddy Don Lemon. Hey, CNN, if you want somebody to come do a crappy show, I don't know how to do a crappy show, but I'll do a show for you for half the money you paid Fredo. And I promise you, we'll get more ratings than this dude. Not that it matters. It seems like CNN was okay with mediocrity, if that's what you call it. It wasn't even mediocre. So he was indefinitely benched at the time. They sent him on his hiatus. I told you guys, I said Chris Cuomo is gone. And he was, let me tell you when Chris Cuomo was gone. He was gone the minute that Andrew Cuomo was gone as governor. He just didn't get his paperwork yet. But trust me, HR was already ready to get rid of the dude. He was gone in that moment. And look, I told you guys before. The Cuomo boys, if they just ran it legit, good-looking Italian guys from New York, you know, I mean, come on. Rich guys, their dad was a governor. They could have done anything. But you know what they did? They decided to get into the corrupt business of the 1-2 punch of politics and media. Oh, correction, politics and fake news media. Oh, wait, correction, corrupt politics conjoined with fake news media. That's what they did. And the only reason why Chrissy, a.k.a. Fredo, got his job with CNN is because Big Bro was governor. And Big Bro made sure that CNN got all the scoops. You want to talk about a cabal This is the type of cabal you don't want, where the governor knows everything that's going on. He can drop dirt all kinds of places. He knows what's happening with the police commissioners, etc. Can you imagine the little innuendos that he could drop and CNN would have? It's amazing any other that Fox News or any other network was able to get any scoops. So when Big Bro was gone, so was little Chrissy. Fired. Yeah, he's been fired. And I told you he was going to get fired. Indefinitely benched. They got him out of there. But now it's worse for little Chrissy. Because, see, this is what I suspected all along. Particularly given what he did for Big Bro. When he says, you know what? We'll do some opposition research on these babes. You know, king of the Me Too movement. Guys that are behind all these women. Woohoo! We stand behind you, girls. Yeah, we stand behind you so we can feel your buns. Because they certainly weren't protecting women. And oh, for the record, for those of you who are keeping score, neither was Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Harvey Epstein, and the host and the thousands of other people who support these big-time criminals who are the biggest misogynists, the biggest sexual traffickers, the biggest taking the advantage of womeners on the planet. A former co-worker of Chris Cuomo has made a sexual misconduct allegation. It will not be the first. Oh, I shouldn't say. It will not be the last. That's what I meant to say. It is the first, but it will not be the last. He got fired over the weekend, Saturday, for, quote, misleading the cable network about the extent of the role he played trying to mitigate the sexual harassment accusations that took down his brother, former LoveGov Andrew Cuomo. A well-known employment lawyer who represents the accuser contacted CNN to tell them of the allegations. They told him this on Wednesday of last week. Saturday, they went, you know what? Enough is enough. The LoveGov can't hurt us now. Now, let me tell you why they kept him on for a little bit. Because they weren't sure how much information the former governor, LoveGov Andrew, could still get him. And having that access to all of the different, you know, locations of government and how many friends did Andrew Cuomo really have? Well, let me answer that for you. If you're a leftist and you think you have friends, you have none. The only friends you may have are your relatives or the people you grew up with who are willing to tolerate you. But if you think you've made new friends as a leftist, you are losing your ever-loving mind. The net is this. Cuomo is going to have women come out of the woodwork, going to be going after that fat $6 million a year he made for many years undeservedly. And he's going to find himself in a real pickle right beside Big Bro the LoveGov. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about today. Lots happened over the weekend.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The media love to report on the death of people who are against the Wu Flu vaccine. They're not anti-vaxxers. They just don't want to take this vaccine. Now, what they don't want to admit is that people are going to die. They're going to die of heart attack, stroke, heart disease, hit by a car, diabetes, emphysema, cancer, etc., right? We're all going to die of something. But when somebody who's anti-vax dies, anti-COVID, anti-Wu flu, Kung flu vax, then they go, oh, look at there, they died over there, boy, whoo, they died. You know, the anti-vaxxer died. I've seen a few headlines that have essentially read, prominent person who was against vaccine dies of COVID. Then you read farther and you find out that the dude was 90 years old and had emphysema. So I went and looked. I said, I want to see. I'm going to do a little research. I want to see who's actually died. And here was the this story is titled, and it's on News One, a black state, a black-owned periodical, famous anti-vaxxers who've died from COVID. Famous. So let me give you the name. The first name that comes up, the 64-year-old founder of a Christian television network that was critical of COVID-19 vaccines, died on Tuesday after contracting the virus. Yeah, you want to know who he was? His name was Marcus Lamb. He founded Daystar Television Network. Yeah, he's a household name, right? Everybody knows Marcus Lamb. I didn't. Maybe you do. But let me give you the list of top-notch A-listers that have died from this dreaded vaccine, from not getting the vaccine, and died from the dreaded Wu flu. Okay, you ready? Here we go. You tell me if you know these people. Bob Inyart. I don't think you know him. So let me tell you who he is. He's a Denver-based pastor and talk show host who died in September. He was against mask mandates, and he was in addition to his, it says, in addition to his opposition of the COVID-19 vaccine. About a month before his death, Inyart wrote on his website that he and his family have sworn off taking all of the vaccines because, as the firms admit, they've tested these three products on the cells of aborted babies. So, Bob Inyart, he's the first high-profile person, second, who's died from not taking the vaccine. You ready for the next one? Mark Bernier, conservative right-wing radio host in Florida who dubbed himself Mr. Anti-Vax. Do you know Mark Bernier? The third one I know, I would hardly call him high-profile, but he was a friend of mine, Phil Valentine. Phil's a radio show host, conservative talk show host, they say, died after expressing skepticism about the vaccine. Now, I'm going to make a parallel here in just a second because there have been many celebrities who've died. Many of them, not a word. Okay, let me give you the other. Dick Farrell, and here's what he says. He said about him, he was a conservative talk show host from Florida, avid Trump supporter who changed his mind about the vaccine after he fell sick from the virus, but it was too late. He died after a two-week battle on August the 4th of 2021. Now, do we know underlying conditions or anything? Nope. He just died. But let me ask you, are you so familiar with Dick Farrell's work that you would call him an A-lister? Oh, I got another one for you. You ready? Todd Tucker, candidate for labor commissioner. Oh, my gosh. Everybody knows him. He was also a talk show host from Oklahoma City. Onset of viral pneumonia, they said, as a result of COVID-19. You ready for the next one? Dr. Jimmy DeYoung, GSN, America's beloved Bible prophecy teacher. Dr. Jimmy DeYoung Sr. passed away. I don't know how old Jimmy was, but I'm looking at a picture of him right now as I read this to you. And I would say Jimmy DeYoung was probably 80 years old. But, yeah, Christian radio host and Bible prophecy teacher. He once called the vaccine, quote, government-controlled and was not vaccinated, but he died, and let's just credit it to COVID, even though the dude looks like he's at least 80 years old. You ready for the next A-lister? Caleb Wallace, leader of the anti-mask movement in Central Texas, died of coronavirus. Founder of the San Angelo Freedom Defenders. Looks a little overweight to me, but he died. Herman Cain had stage 4 cancer. But they give him credit for dying from COVID. Now, I'm going to skip ahead because I want to just show you the difference between how they handle people that are conservative who die and say, look, I'm not taking the vaccine, to the people who've just died as regular celebrities. So let me just give you one. Here's one. Lil Loaded, Texas-based rapper whose real name was Deshaun Robinson, died at the age of 20 on May 31st. Cause of death not determined. I'm just going back up. I'm going real quick. Rami Wathol, the Face-Off actress's son, director actor Morgan Krantz, announced her death via Instagram. Rest in peace, Mom. She died at the age of 57. They won't tell us why. Here's a lady. She's 85 years old, died on May 31st. She suffered from Alzheimer's and died at a facility in California. Clarence William III, 81, you remember him from the Mod Squad. He died. They don't say what from. Here's another one. Ernie Lively died of cardiac complications in Los Angeles. Isn't it Ernie Lively? I don't know if you're going to know him, but I know I can see it. I know his face, but I don't know him. Did he take the shot? Don't know. But he's dead. Ned Beatty died, 83 years old. They didn't say what from. She got killed in a hit and run. Here's one. Johnny Solinger, 55, struggling with liver failure. Was it brought on by taking a shot? We don't know. But he died at the age of 55. Here's my point. You go to usmagazine.com, you look at the celebrities who've died, there are at least 20, there's probably 30 to 35 celebrities listed that have died this year. You know, because they list them, and then we close out the end of the year with all the celebrities that died this year. There are probably 30 to 40 on the list, and I guarantee you there are at least 5 of them that have died from cancer, but no connection at all to getting the vaccine. Now, Herman Cain, by the way, and the vaccine does promote cancer, is what we've heard. Herman Cain dies of stage 4 cancer, and they say, oh, no, it was COVID. He died of COVID. No, what happened was he got sick, and the cancer, which was already killing him, just said, okay, we're done. But do you get what I'm saying? There's not one single reference in any death on this thing with USA Magazine. Not one single reference of any celebrity dying because they got the vaccine. And there's at least 5 or 6 of them that died of cancer. There's at least 3 or 4 of them that died of heart attacks. There are at least 3 or 4 of them that were death not disclosed, etc. That's the double standard. That's what I'm talking about. That's what makes me mad. See, they so skew the narrative. All we want, folks, is the truth. I will tell you this. If they said to me, here's the data, here's how you can look at it, how it was tested, and I believed in it, and I thought that this disease was as deadly as they said, and the vaccine was as effective as they claim, I might wouldn't mind getting the shot. That doesn't make me an anti-vaxxer, see? That makes me a pragmatist.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. FedEx is bracing for a holiday business boom. Today is expected to be the company's busiest of the holiday period. A company official telling CNBC many people began their Christmas shopping back in October because of supply chain fears, which is different than years past. The pause on federal student loan payments is set to end after January 31st. The pause, initiated under former President Trump when COVID-19 first surged back in March 2020, it was extended by President Joe Biden throughout 2021. Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer is calling for another extension.
If we don't extend the pause, interest rates just pile up, students owe a fortune, and with Omicron here, we're not getting out of this as quickly as we'd like.
USA Radio News. A new travel ban takes effect Monday.
Having imposed a travel ban on South Africa and seven other nearby nations last week to try to halt the spread of the new COVID-19 Omicron variant, Dr. Anthony Fauci says the goal was to give the United States more time to study the variant and how quickly it spreads. But now he says he's hopeful the U.S. will be able to lift those travel bans on those nations soon.
We're looking at that very carefully on a daily basis. Hopefully we'll be able to lift that ban within a quite reasonable period of time.
And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The trial of a former Minneapolis police officer continues this week with opening statements. Kim Potter is charged with first and second degree manslaughter in the death of Dante Wright during a traffic stop. The ex-Brooklyn Center police officer has said she mistakenly drew her handgun when she shot Wright to death, but intended to use her taser. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Protests from all over the world over Wu Flu lockdowns, vaccine mandates, etc. And rightfully so. Hardly a peep out of our media here. Let me tell you something, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. If Donald Trump were president and some draconian measure he implemented here was, as we see right now with Wu Flu, and there were protests all over the world, you would be bombarded with it in the media. Welcome. 844-551-8255. Thousands gathered at rallies across the country on Saturday as part of an international day of protest against COVID-19 lockdowns and vaccine mandates. This is coming from ABC in Australia. Large rallies across the country in capital cities, while protesters opposing COVID, protesters opposing COVID lockdowns and vaccine mandates. Protests are part of an international day of demonstration. In Melbourne, the rallies followed a week of protests over the Victorian government's pandemic bill outside the state's parliament. Demonstrators held placards as they marched down streets in Melbourne, Sydney, and Adelaide. In Brisbane and Hobart, protesters gathered in parks, while those in Perth met in a public square. This is your Tea Party movement. Folks, this is Australia that has become one of the most leftist places on the planet, sadly. But the anti-lockdown mandates are happening all over that country. Now, they were quick to point out that there are counter rallies of those voicing pro-vaccination messages. Don't worry about it. They got too tired and had to go home. They said there were no violence, and they had large police presence to keep people separated. Again, we've divided the world, folks. Not just black and white, not just rich and poor, but now vaxxed and unvaxxed. You can be healthy and say, I'm not getting the shot, and there are people that want you dead. They want you locked down, imprisoned. These protesters, you should see these rallies. I'm telling you, they're all over. They're in Brazil. They're all over the place. But I want to focus on Australia for just a bit. Because if you thought Joey Demento Biden rounding up Haitians looked bad, you need to see what Australia is doing to its indigenous. Australia used to be a little version of America, and it's lost its way. It was the Brits kicking out its so-called dregs of society, and they made up anything to get rid of you. It was, some of it was thieves and scoundrels and whatever, but many of these people were just people that had a problem with the government. So they pushed them all over to Australia. And that country had a very similar credo of America. Like, you know what? Like in our case, we left and found a new nation and said, okay, we're going to build it here. In Australia, with Australians, they pushed them out, banished them to that island, so to speak, and they became what they became. But it was a little version of America. But they are so far gone, it's not even, I mean, I don't recognize them. And you know how they got there? Because they force everybody to vote. You must vote. Universal, which is what they want here in America. Leftists now rule down under. So much so that leftists in Australia hit rock bottom because they targeted BIPOCs. That's your black indigenous people of color, a.k.a. the Aboriginal people. You've seen them on TV shows. Australia reverted to its past and renewed its status, folks, as a penal colony. And the country has taken this Wu flu scam to untenable levels, making law-abiding citizens prisoners in their own country. And it's not just black people, but it's all people, which I find interesting because I used to joke, Emancipation too, this time even the white folks get freed about Americans, and it is actually being implemented in Australia, where they are locking everybody up. Contact tracing. Well, three Aboriginal teens, ages 15, 16, and 17, escaped from the Howard Springs Wu Flu camp. Yes, folks, they have a camp with wire to keep these people in. And these three teenagers, these black Aboriginals, escaped at 4:30 on a Tuesday last week. And according to sources, the teens jumped the fence and headed for the hills. Good luck finding the Aboriginals. They know what they're doing. So anyway, Australian authorities are now searching for these runaway slaves who, ironically, don't even have Wu Flu. That's right. They don't even have it. The three teens tested negative. However, Australia imprisoned them because supposedly they came into contact with somebody who did. You want contact tracing in America? This is what it'll get you. Australia has citizens behind fences who've done nothing. They don't carry a disease, and even if they did, they still shouldn't be behind a fence. You want to talk about China's humanitarian rights? Hey, Australia, the 1850 Democrat Party of Slavery and Lynching of Negroes called, and it wants its politics back. These teens all hail from what's called the Northern Territory, cities called Katherine, an area called Katherine, I should say. And in that particular area, the Australian government just deemed it, you know what, this part of Australia, this part of Australia, it's got too many Wu Flu cases, so we're going to put everybody in quarantine, and Crocodile Dundee will be by shortly. So Katherine, this area in the Northwest Territory, Northern Territory, I should say, was put under lockdown. The condition was described as serious because there may or may not be X number of cases. We don't know for sure, but it seems like there's a lot of outbreak. Lockdown phase. So they imprisoned all the unvaxxed. If you are unvaxxed in Australia, in the Katherine part of the Northern Territory, you are behind a fence wall and you can only go so far, or you will get a $5,000 fine. So in lockdown, you are permitted to exercise outdoors for 1 hour per day. I don't know who's going to monitor it. Maybe they've got you on camera. There's a video of a woman. She's sitting on a porch, and she's warned that if she crosses a yellow line that's 5 feet away from her to approach the fence where she's in lockdown, she would likely be fined $5,000. And the guy's like, I don't want to do it. Boy, it's my job. You got to stay there. You know? Another rule during lockdown is you can't travel more than 5 kilometers or 3.2 miles outside of your home. You're given a radius. Well, I said, won't you just give them orange jumpsuits and then demand that they work inside of that roughly 3-mile radius for free? I mean, if you're going to have them as slaves, why not go the full way? Have them break some rocks or plant some crops or do something. Build a highway. Work on a chain gang. Will the media cover this story for what it is? No way. See, this is Nazi Germany. This is far worse. This makes Nazi Germany look like Club Med. Anyway, these teens, they got caught. I didn't think they would. I figured these Aboriginal kids would run up into the hills and they'd never be able to find them. But they did. They found them. And I'm sure they're going to get hefty fines. Got to pay that $5,000 a head because these kids that did nothing wrong escaped a prison. A prison. And do you think that, what do you think the optics of this should be? Aboriginal kids, these are black-skinned kids being hauled back to a prison camp. I would love to go there and film them, but you can't because unless you're vaxxed. I don't know that these kids said, you know what, we're Aboriginals, we will just fight it out, we don't take vaccines. I don't know, are they anti-vaxxers, as they like to call us? Does it matter? I think it's pathetic either way. The world should be outraged over this. And as I said, they are outraged. All over the world, Germany, Austria, etc., they are outraged at being locked in, being imprisoned. It's no longer self-imprisonment. People are finally waking up to this scam, and the variant scams. If America had a real president, somebody who showed real leadership, then Australia and the rest of the world would already be on notice. We cannot stand for the inhumane treatment of citizens, even if our current president does. We've got to be a beacon. We got to say to the world, what are you doing arresting, quite frankly, your Aboriginals? Come on, Republicans, wake up. Where are the Republican people, the politicians, to make hay with this? You could get Biden so easily with this. This is what frustrates me about politics. Well, I wish I had a bigger voice.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. 1. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And 2, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using Prefile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
A Baker County High School senior is in the hospital after collapsing on the tennis courts.
Breaking new details on the deaths of a high school soccer player.
Finland, Denmark star man Christian Eriksson collapsing towards the end of the first half.
The Kennedy High community mourning tonight after one of their high school football players died.
A South Carolina high school football player has died after collapsing at football practice. A star college basketball player collapsing on the court. We want to warn you, the video may be difficult to watch.
Florida Gators star Keontae Johnson collapsing during the game.
A West Catholic high school student has died after collapsing during a football scrimmage.
On mile 8, she suddenly felt fuzzy
and blacked out.
17-year-old Ryan Jacobs' heart stopped.
Unexpectedly collapsed on the field.
Megan went into cardiac arrest.
Collapsing during Friday night's football game.
The reason for his collapse is unknown.
The reason why Manny collapsed in the first place still isn't known.
So you might be wondering how someone in such great shape could suffer cardiac arrest.
It's a rare thing that happens.
The coroner says the condition is rare.
It's just one of those tragedies.
Did she have any signs before this race?
Absolutely not. She felt like she was in the best shape of her life.
That's incredible.
That video is absolutely shocking. And quite frankly, should make anybody contemplating taking the Wu Flu shot take pause. And being blunt, should get people arrested who want to mandate this vaccine. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I see why these kids in Australia wanted to escape. I see why people are saying there is no way, and I'm one of them, because I did the research. Glad you guys are here. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. 844-551-8255. I pulled up death by, what are the complications of cardiac arrest or whatever with the athletes. Just athletes. Now, we talked a while back about a cook, a lady who's a YouTube star, Chinese lady, and she just thaws out in the kitchen. She got the shot. She'd gotten it earlier that day. She's cooking, and she just drops like a rock, deader than disco. We've talked about, I gave you guys a litany of all these, they call them footballers, these European footballers, soccer players. The best athletes in the world. These guys can run all day. They're like freaking hyenas and antelope. They can just gallop up and down the field and never seem to get tired. And they're dropping like crazy. And let me tell you what I found. This is when it really hit me just recently was when, you guys know I checked the Google fact check thing. And they were, all the fact checks were, oh, they're saying that people are dying from, all these athletes are dying from Wu Flu. That's a lie. Yeah, I went, okay. See, now the fact checkers are telling us, no, don't believe the hype. Don't believe what you're hearing and seeing and what you can see with your own eyes when athletes. And look, by the way, that video is up on a brand new tube. And I'm going to see if we can put it up over on our site. I don't want to copyright infringe on it, but I'm just telling you. They talk about the when we played the video earlier, the audio of that rather, they talk about the number of people. Oh, she just collapsed. She's a marathoner, collapsed in mile 8. College football athlete collapses on a court. I'm talking about doesn't stop to go, oh shoot, something's up. Just drops like a rock. You should see the video. But then in between, which we had to cut it because they have music playing with only showing clippings. No exaggeration. There's got to be over 100 stories. Now, look, a lot of people in the world, I realize these rare things that continue to occur, I realize that they occur. And if you want to put them all together and make a video to scare people, it's probably easy to do. But I'm telling you, as God is my witness, this is much larger than even that video. And it was scary enough because we're talking about youngsters. We're talking about people who, let me put it to you this way. When I was a kid growing up, and I'm going to bet you most of you are the same, you could count on your hands the number of kids who died early in a freakish way. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about like my buddy Burl who died in a car wreck. I'm not talking about my buddy Ray, who got killed when a forklift fell on him. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just, wow, he just died. Suddenly, he dropped dead on the basketball, the soccer court, whatever. The number of cases of this happening shouldn't make any sane person go, wait a minute, this is not right. something's up. I pulled as I said, I was looking at this and I wanted to Google it. The very first thing, the story that came up said, they were concerned about college football players dying of COVID because they would let the players all play together and the players could get COVID and die. So in other words, they didn't even talk about vaccine deaths. They were saying, if they let these guys play unvaccinated, many of them will die. So they're still warning you that you better get vaccinated. And then when you dig a little bit further, I'm just going to read some of these. PolitiFact. Dozens of prominent athletes did not die of. That's the title. And then it says, of the 75 athletes included on the list, not all died and not all were vaccinated against COVID-19. Some who died had a history of heart problems or family history of death by heart attack. Now, let me just tell you what that fact check is. It's toilet paper. No, it's used toilet paper. That fact check is not worth a dime. Because what they're telling you, we have a reason. Okay, not all of them died of COVID. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. But let's give them the benefit of the doubt and say that fact check is true. Then they go on and say, well, some of them did die. But listen, they had underlying heart conditions. Really? So these top athletes who had underlying heart conditions, and let's just, for the sake of discussion, say it was half of those, 75. So 37 or so of these athletes all had some underlying condition that killed them, but hadn't killed anybody in numbers like this before. Okay, that's number one. And number two, and then their family had heart conditions. You know how many people you could say that are professional athletes that families have heart conditions? Practically all of them. Let me tell you something. In my family, we had hypertension and diabetes. For all intents and purposes, me, a former professional level athlete, you could say Kevin died because in his family they had heart condition, they had, you know, whatever. Practically every black dude I know has somebody in the family that ate far too many Welder sausages or greasy sausages or something. It's ridiculous to say that. It's them trying to convince you that don't believe the hype. So anyway, here's another one from Reuters. Fact check. No evidence COVID-19 vaccines linked to incidents of athletes collapsing in public. Now, here's what's interesting. They're recognizing that athletes are collapsing in public. Let me ask you this. I'm a few decades old here. And I'll get that out. I'm a few decades old. How many athletes have you seen collapse on the football field? You, specifically. Okay, how many athletes did you know of? Like, I'm saying within 1 to 2 degrees of separation. How many did you know of? Well, I'm going to tell you, I probably know of one, maybe two in my entire life. And suddenly, you start reading these articles. You start seeing these athlete collapses, athlete. And even when the ones that collapsed, you know, on the football field before, it was because of dehydration, they were practicing in 100 degree temperatures or whatever. But now let me tell you how you know when things are about to get serious. All right. This came from CBS. COVID-19 has proved to be riskier for people with a number of pre-existing conditions, including obesity. However, what does COVID-19 mean for the fittest among us? It's what a new study out of Duke University hopes to answer. Duke reported that the study was originally looking to understand how the hearts of athletes are impacted by high-level athletic activity. The study has now shifted its focus to COVID-19. You want to know why? Because they know what's happening. That's why. I'm going to leave it there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.